Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neralto Era. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they could do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hello, everybody. I am Marina Krachuku. I am a certified early childhood educator. I've been in this field for about 7 years, and I've been in Fort McMurray for just a bit over 2 years right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I work in a childcare center in downtown Fort McMurray. We provide care for children of 6 months to 12 years old. There is a variety of programs that we offer, part-time, full-time, drop-in care, evening care, weekend care. So we are all the time busy at work.
Yeah, no doubt.
We have children of all ages. It's an inclusive childcare center, so we do see a variety of children as well with different developmental skills.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. There we go. So let's start off with, where are you from?
Well, I am from Albania. I moved to Calgary just about 8-9 years ago.
Okay.
And then I've been here for 2 years.
Okay. And so from Albania straight to Calgary?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you got to Canada, what piqued your interest, or how did you hear about Fort McMurray?
Well, I didn't hear about Fort McMurray till later on.
Right.
I was in Calgary and my husband works in Fort McMurray.
Okay.
So after having our daughter, we decided to make the move here.
Nice, nice. And how old is your daughter?
She's 4.
Oh, that's a beautiful age. I have an 8-year-old and they just keep getting better. I thought 4 was a really fun age, and then it just like better.
Yeah.
So have you always been in the childcare industry?
I have, yes. Since I was in high school, I used to volunteer in schools, but I mostly loved the younger ages.
Mm-hmm.
And when I moved to Calgary, I started my education for early childhood diploma. So
right.
I started working right away, even as a student, and I've tried before and after school care, preschool, but right now working in the childcare system,
yeah,
more like the full day daycare.
Yes.
And
yes.
I love all of them equally,
yeah,
but I feel that in Fort McMurray, the childcare is more needed because of the shift work, because
right,
of the needs of the community. So I do enjoy being able to help and being part of this big village that everybody needs in their lives.
That's right.
So it's so great to just like see so many parents being able to drop off their kids and just leave happy because they know that their kids are on safe hands.
That's right.
So I'm really happy that I'm able to make their day easy and put a happy smile on their faces because they know that their children are safe.
That's awesome. So which facility do you work at? You said it's downtown, but what's the name of the...
I work with the Glorious Kids Childcare Centers.
Okay.
Right now we have 2 centers, and the third one is just being open. It will be in a couple of weeks.
Wow.
I oversee the operations for all those three facilities.
Oh, wow. So how many kids roughly are you dealing with on a daily basis between the different facilities?
I would say it around 100 kids.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Holy, that's a lot. And like you said, the age range does vary.
Yeah.
And what are the hours of operation?
Regular hours of operation are 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
But Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
But we do offer the extended care as well till 9 p.m. and also Saturday, Sunday. Those
right,
are upon request based
right,
on people's shifts.
Yeah.
So there are lots of weekends that we are open, and then there are other weekends that we are not.
Right. Now, I've spoken to a few of your colleagues now, but the one question that I've neglected to ask everybody, so I'm glad you're here today, is when you do have a child and you do want to put them into one of these facilities for childcare, what is the process for the parent?
So right now in Fort McMurray, there are waiting lists pretty much in all childcare centers in town. Mm-hmm. There is a very high demand for childcare. Let's talk in perfect world, if there was not a huge waiting list.
Right.
As a parent, you just want to just look around, see what's the best fit for you. There are childcare centers who have different philosophy. Mm-hmm. For example, our childcare center is play-based, so all the activities, all the development needs of children mm-hmm. are being met based on their interest, and is being met by play. So we don't sit children and force them to write. We don't give them lots of directions. They pretty much have free play all day when right. teachers are there just to support their play and guide them.
Right.
There are other childcare centers who are more strict on the rules, who are teacher directed. So as a parent, you see what's the best philosophy for you. You just check and see what the options are in town.
Right.
And then just make phone calls, see how many openings there have, hours of operations.
Right.
The fees are pretty much the same across the board. There isn't much change in between childcares from one to another.
Right, right.
However, I know that even $50 per month can make a huge difference
oh, yeah.
to a family. So yeah, it's sure. best to check the price ranges as well.
Right, right.
And after
right.
you've made a decision, you can go on tour different places.
Okay.
And then at the tour, parents do ask lots of questions. They see the facility. Sometimes they get to meet the teachers in mm-hmm. the room.
Okay.
There are lots of times that the child cares are busy, so they might not get to meet the teachers.
Right.
But there is somebody who will show them around and be able to answer all their questions.
Right, right. And so from a standpoint of with the children, like they have to fill out like a needs assessment with you, or is that done in-house, or how does that take place? Because like you said, there's kids all over the map, right?
So when they start at a very young age, parents are not sure what the development needs should be.
Right.
Or where their children are at, especially for the first-time parents or parents who've had a girl and now they're having a boy or vice versa.
Right.
They are just so amazed at everything their children can do.
Right.
So sometimes they might not know what is required or what the next step would be.
Right.
So once they start in the childcare, we do have different tools to get the children assessed.
Okay.
Some are from the childcare itself, but also with different organizations in town who just come and assess the children.
Okay.
Obviously, parents are involved every step of the way.
Right.
Some great resources are Ages and Stages. Everybody has free access to it. It can be done from the hub as well. Children don't have to be in a childcare center to access that.
Right.
Parents can just go drop off their children there, pick up all the paperwork they need, and then it will show where their children are developmentally speaking.
Okay.
And where they need support or if they are ahead of the curve.
Right.
So that they can get the support they needed to be successful.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, listen, a few minutes ago, Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his segment called the Max City Minute.
Okay.
He's going to ask you a bunch of five questions, and there's no timeline on when you answer them. But before we jump into that, we're going to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
Hey, we're back. Thank you, Carrie. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is one thing about children that makes you want to help them grow?
They're so curious and they wonder. They have so many questions. And I love the comments that they make. They are so innocent and sometimes they can be just like so mean. But also at the same time, the comments, the love that they show, it's so sincere. You don't question it. And I love it.
Question number two. What is one Albanian dish you think all Canadians should try?
Oh, this is hard. and it's also hard to translate, but I would say for sure trying lamb cooked the traditional way in Albania. It's so good.
Lamb?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Question number three. What do you think is the cutest Halloween costume you've seen a child dress in?
Good question.
I do love the homemade costumes. I loved last year I saw some of the children wearing like the Starbucks cups or like those are quite cute. Mm-hmm. I think everything they dress up in is so cute. It's so hard to tell.
Right.
Question number four. What is one way working with children has changed how you live your day-to-day life?
Well, anytime that I go out, I find materials and I buy them for the childcare so the children can play with them no matter where I go. If I go shopping at Superstore or if I go to the mall or if I go on a walk, I'll just collect things and bring them to the childcare for children to play with. I do observe a lot and sometimes it's quite hard to not say anything when you see a child walking out and the way that parents are reacting. Mm-hmm. I just want to go and be like, can I give you a small advice? So I think the children are just like, I don't know, follow me all day wherever I go. Even if they're not present, they're just on my mind.
There you go.
And your final question, what is one show you watched as a child that you think kids today might enjoy?
I'm not sure it is known here in Canada as well, Tommy and Jerry.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's what I've watched. I've tried it with my daughter. She doesn't like it at all.
Right.
Your daughter's missing out.
That's a classic show.
A great show.
Yeah.
Those have been your five questions.
So what is the traditional way of cooking lamb in Albania?
I wouldn't know. I just love to eat
it. You just love to eat it. Okay. Okay, because I was just like, I don't know how to cook at all. So I'm thinking like, well, there's only one way to cook in theory. So it just tastes better over there with how they season it, or?
It does taste so good with all the seasoning. And it's being cooked for like 5 to 6 hours. So it's like slow cooking. So
right.
It's like so delicious.
Yeah, yeah, and soft and tender, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
So what... what made you want to immigrate to Canada?
Albania is a very beautiful country, but there isn't much opportunities for growth in there, or there isn't much of a future, I would say.
Right.
I was looking for something better, and then we decided to move.
So you and your husband are both from Albania then?
Yes, we are.
Oh, very cool. And so when you were contemplating what country to go to, were you primarily looking at Canada, or were there other countries kind of in the running?
My husband had been in Canada for a while before that.
Okay.
So that was definitely the choice.
That was the choice, yeah. And then my parents are immigrants too, so I'm fascinated why people choose and like especially end up in Fort McMurray. So during the process, like Canada is such a big country, so many provinces. Was Alberta a province that you guys had zoned in on prior to because the work was there for him, or was it just kind of like a crapshoot?
Him and his family loved Calgary, and that's where they were.
Okay.
So, obviously, I moved with him in Calgary.
Right.
However, he was working in Fort McMurray, and commuting back and forth wasn't ideal with a little baby.
Right.
So
right.
It was kind of not much of a choice. What was best for us at the moment.
That's right. And so, you said his family's here. So, there's not just the two of you that decided to come. You guys came with, like, a good, solid foundation.
Yeah. His family's here, too. And we do have lots of other family and friends.
That's fantastic.
Not much in Fort McMurray, but, like, across Alberta.
I was just going to say, like, I have never met somebody from Albania before. And so, like, when you're like, oh, there's lots of us here, I'm like, there's lots of you here in Fort McMurray?
Not much in Fort McMurray, but in the other cities for sure, yeah.
That's right. So a question that Tanner asked a guest of ours about a year or so ago, was, and I thought it was really good, was what are the similarities that you find between your home country and where you currently are in Fort McMurray?
Not much, I would say. In Albania, we have four seasons, no snow. Yeah. So here being winter for most of the part and snow, like whether we're talking, it's quite different.
Right.
Not much similarities, actually.
Really?
No, the life there is quite different. The shift work in Albania doesn't quite exist. People kind of take lunch break, that they go home and eat with their families.
Okay.
work there is like very short hours or it's like split in between. Mm-hmm. So seeing here how people work very long hours, and when I tell people back home, they're like, but why? Doesn't make sense.
Right.
Yeah.
So from a cultural standpoint, it was a big shock then for you to come, not just with the geography and the weather, but just like how people live their day to days.
It still is. Even after being here for quite a while, still is.
Yeah. It's so interesting. My parents are from down south in South America, and it's kind of similar to what you've described in regards to, like, in the middle of the day, there's a break. Mm-hmm. And they just go home and they relax with their families, and, like, everything shuts down. And it's so strange to me. Like, when I'd go over there and you'd be like, okay, it's, like, 1 o'clock, let's go do something. Or, like, it's lunchtime, and, like, no, like, everything shuts down. I'm just like, this is so weird. In Canada, things just stay open, like, all of the time. But there is a completely different balance of work and life.
Yeah, family is quite a priority in Albania, and people spend so much time.
Right.
Other than here, family is a priority too, but it's just shown on a different way. Mm-hmm. I see people here love to spend holidays together and travel together, spend weekends.
Right.
Other than in Albania, it's kind of a constant thing, no matter if it's a weekday or a weekend or a celebration. It's just family is always together, and they always have those big parties for no reason.
That's right. Nothing wrong with big parties for no reason. So I'm horrible with geography. Like, where is Albania located, roughly?
It is in Europe.
Yeah.
Next to Italy, to Greece.
Oh, beautiful.
It is. It's very beautiful.
No doubt. So how long of a flight is it from here to there? I went to Italy years ago, and it was quite the trek to get there.
We usually travel from Calgary.
Yeah.
We drive there, but it is about 24 hours.
Yeah.
Three different planes, sometimes two, depending, but it takes 24 hours with the layovers and everything.
And you've been able to get back since you immigrated here?
We go every year, yes.
Every year? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so lucky.
If you guys are ever looking for some company, me and Elliot are always down.
Yeah, that's right. So with your daughter, like, you and your husband, obviously, English is not your first language. Yeah. Is she going to be able, or are you trying to have her pick up your native tongue as well?
Yeah, so she understands everything, speaks it with an English accent that everybody back home makes fun of her.
Right.
But yeah, she's able to communicate in Albanian.
That's fantastic. It's such a good life skill for, like, your children to have different languages that they speak. I've been trying, and when I'm trying, succeeding. Mm-hmm. I don't speak any languages. Like, and I wish I did.
English.
I speak English, yeah, just barely. But when my little boy was born, I was just like, I am dead set on him speaking French. Mm-hmm. And so we put him in a day home that was fully Francophone, although mom and dad are both English speaking. And he's in a school now that's French immersion, and he's been able to be fully bilingual in, like, the two languages. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, the opportunity for him because of that is
dramatic. Children are so smart. They learn so fast. So a new language to them is a very great challenge. Yeah. They can do it.
Yeah. Now, speaking of languages, you crush the English language. Like, is this something that you were studying back home?
Thank you.
Or did you pick it up when you moved here to Canada?
In Albania, since our first language is Albanian, it is kind of mandatory to learn other languages.
Okay.
So in high school, I did a bit of French, and then I didn't enjoy it quite. So I was trying to learn a bit Italian and a bit English, trying different languages.
Right.
But I never had a deep understanding of any of them.
Okay.
And then once I was applying for my visa to move to Canada, I did some courses.
Yeah.
But mostly I learned when I moved here.
That's insane. So, like, English is, like, brand new to you.
I wouldn't say brand new, because I've been speaking it for 9 years.
Yeah.
But
you are killing it.
I don't quite agree, but thank you.
I'm always, like, I am so bad with language. I don't have an ear for it at all. And so anytime we speak with anybody that's from a different, like, country who speaks a different language, I'm always in awe. Because you're, like, you are having a full-blown conversation with me right now. Like, you have an accent, but, like, there is no struggle going on between this conversation.
Like, me and Elliot struggle to talk to each other more than this.
Yeah. Like, unreal. So, like, what was your technique to learn?
I can't I can't say. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's, when I was taking courses, obviously they teach you all the basics.
Right.
And after that, you kind of have to, if you want to talk to people, if you want to be able to express yourself.
Yeah.
You have to talk to, otherwise yeah. people just assume that you're rude. When I first moved here and I wasn't having conversation, I was just responding very shortly to people with yes, no, or I can't, sorry.
Right.
Lots of people found me rude. They yeah. thought that, okay, she is not interested in having a conversation, when it wasn't right. the case. I just wasn't able to.
Right.
So I kind of had to push myself. I need to learn this language yeah. so that people don't find me a rude person.
Good for you. Killing it. Well, anyways, listen, I could talk to you all day, but Tanner tapped his watch, so that means we are out of time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay, thank you so much for inviting me here and giving the opportunity to talk. I just wanted to speak to all parents and tell them, check out the child care centers in town. Doesn't matter if it's our center or anywhere. There are so many wonderful centers. Check out, consider getting a spot for your child, being in child care. It really makes a difference on their development skills. Obviously, being at home, they get so much love and they get so much attention. But being able to learn so many life skills and being able to interact will really help them once they go to school later on.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.